Here's Jake with 130 News.
News, 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 news.
Ash Sirwa, here's my news.
Roar and Sons Brewing Company.
Roar.
All right. Let's go over to the weather desk and our Hang Zone weatherman with an update.
This is Frankie McDonald, my own TV station live in Sydney, Nova Scotia. Severe thunderstorms headed towards Dallas, Texas on Wednesday, April 28th, 2021. It's going to bring a lot of rain and a lot of thunderstorms because the cold front will be going through Dallas, Texas. It's going to bring a lot of thunderstorms. So is Fort Worth, Texas and the surrounding areas. It's going to bring chain lightning, parallel thunder. It's going to bring a lot of heavy rain. There's a tornadoes possible. It's going to bring large hail in some areas. People in Dallas, be prepared. Make sure to order your pizzas and Chinese food. Bikings, especially bikings. When a severe thunderstorm happens in the area, unplug your TVs, computers, stereos, and gaming consoles so you don't get in a power surge. If you have anybody living in Dallas, Texas, be prepared for severe thunderstorms on Wednesday, April 28, 2021. Take care. Stay safe. Don't get caught in severe thunderstorms. Stay dry. Be safe.
Okay. So who's our official weatherman? Him or Dan Henry?
Dan Henry knows that Frankie's the chief guy. In the Hang Zones, Dan Henry would be like the Jesse Huila. A lot of fun, but he's Frankie. He's like Finfrock, you know? He's a legend. He's an institution.
Kind of has one pitch.
It's a good one. So, yeah, big weather. Big weather ahead.
I feel like if we want to dive a little deeper, we might need Dan Henry.
Yeah.
As far as why.
Frankie's the face, you know?
Yeah.
He's on the billboard.
Yeah.
But, you know, I don't want to have my gaming console blow out. That's important.
No.
Those things are pretty penny.
Dan doesn't tell you that.
So, Dan, do you remember the song that you hated, Old Town Road?
Yes.
Old Town Road.
I was thinking of that this weekend.
Came out in December of 2018. Okay?
Terrible song. So, bad bit. Everything about it.
I'm not... I disagree, but that's not the focus here.
All right.
So this song that I'm about to play for you is 2 months old, and we must have just missed it. Right when we played Frankie.
Right, it's pouring
we're
now.
Getting doused in the den. So, song comes out December 2018. The song I'm about to play for you actually came out February 22nd, 2021. So we're a couple months late on this, but a P1 sent it to me, and I have to play it for you, and here's why. What local suburb would you say embarrassed themselves the most throughout the pandemic? Which one was on national news? Which one was on...
Colleyville?
Colleyville.
Right.
So the city of Colleyville and City Council Place 4 Councilman George Dodson put out a song and a music video, which you can find on YouTube.
Really?
George Dodson appears to be 70s? Roughly 70 years old. Now, he gets a little help from his friends here, and I just want to say in advance, I'm very sorry for what I'm about to do to all of you, but this is an I had to hear it, you have to hear it, okay? This was put out by a Colleyville city councilman. We can comment along the way if you'd like.
Yeah, I'm gonna take my cash to Colleyville where I can... spend and make some deals. I'm gonna take my cash to Colleyville where I can spend and make some deals.
Colleyville's on track. We've got the lowest tax rate. Other cities try, but they can't reach they just pay. Our taxes on decline. Since 2016 we're fine. The city only takes what we need to operate.
We gon' keep on saving money. We gonna save your money. We gon' keep on saving money. We gonna save your money.
How's everybody doing?
I feel bad for the... Who's the female voice?
Yeah, I don't know if she's...
got a pretty decent voice.
Yeah, they clearly paid her. I think her name might be Ronnie Orr.
What is this for? Are they sending it to prospective businesses that are...
Dan, the answer is no one knows.
Like, is he running now for thing?
There may be an election coming up. There are elections coming up. I don't know if he's up, but that would probably be my best guess.
Says his term expires May 2023, so he's
safe. Even less sense.
Yeah,
he's safe. Yeah, he is. He's got to be. He might even be 80 because it says on his page he's been married for 60 years.
So he was just noodling around, kind of heard that song and thought, wait.
Maybe someone on his staff. And then let's just make a song about taxes, deals, money. And I want to also remind you.
In Colleyville.
This came out 13 months after Old Town Road. So not exactly the hot hit record.
Also, though, not mid-pandemic when there was debate about should you open or not. It's like it's coming out now, like way after all the facts.
Wait, no, I have my dates wrong. This is
way older.
Yeah, it's even so it's more like 26 months.
But that's such an
like that.
Old
Wait,
person.
Wait,
oh, move.
I thought you said it was Feb 2021.
Yeah, and the song came out December 2018, so
Okay.
You know, they're
That's what I'm saying, but why create this in February of 2021?
It doesn't make any sense, and they picked a song that was, 2.5 years old, but let's keep going.
Save your money.
Everyone's got debt. But you don't gotta fret. By 2027, we'll be debt-free and in heaven. New restrooms at the parks. Our highway's off the charts. The water line's upgraded. Can't you see we're motivated?
Hold on, I'm telling you what.
The highway's not great.
No, that 26, dude, has nothing but orange barrels and cones. They're trying to rival Fort Worth for the most orange.
Yeah, it's literally called Colleyville Boulevard.
It's been under construction for 18 years.
But new bathrooms at the parks.
I cannot confirm or deny that.
But do you think it's bar worthy? Like, does it need to be in a verse?
They're going
to
be debt free and in heaven.
I mean, that almost sounds like cultish. Like, so you're going to pay off the taxes and then we have like a Jonestown situation in Colorado? Like, what are we talking about here?
Our cities, do they have a debt like the national debt?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. But Colleyville, not in 2027. They'll be debt-free in heaven.
How? If they're lowering taxes?
Well, don't dig too far into the details about how the same people who always tell you they're lowering taxes are paying off debt.
Our highway's off the charts. The water line's upgraded. Can't you see we're motivated?
We gonna keep on saving money.
They always cut her in a little late. I feel like the edit was about 16th note off.
Did he just decide I can't sing this part?
Yeah. Now we get the whole squad.
It's like Lennon and McCartney. Their voices just blend, or the Bee Gees, right?
Now we're going to go back to George, the councilman who's 80.
Public
safety, oh no, after her,
fully
yeah.
funded sidewalk trails were fixed with some cash, about $3 million. Tarrant County,
just gave
that
up
didn't
on
even rhyme.
Just gave up.
Now we got more money in the budget, that's an extra perk. Beautifying the medians, new light poles shine down on everyone. I'm gonna take my cash to Colleyville.
And you know what? Hey, honey, pull over. This median is beautiful. I've never
get a photo of me. Get
I've
a
never
photo.
Seen such a median.
And after this, we'll go see the bathrooms.
Do they have like a the calendar? Like March is.
These
the
are
median.
The bathrooms. These are the water lines. Now the councilman's back in here. Now they're up on a stage playing. Like they said, there's a music video to this.
He's riding a horse through Colleyville.
He does have a horse. Yeah, like the Old Town Road. Like I said, I'm sorry.
There's a guy playing spoons.
Yeah, it's the video is hilarious, but the song will do us justice.
Just like a
here.
Karaoke bed or what? They got somebody.
Yeah, you can
playing?
Find that. Yeah, but I continue to be amazed by what cities think is a good idea to promote whatever it is they're trying to promote. You know who's going to move to Colleyville? People who can find a house. That's what most people are after right now. It's not because you had a cool rap video about in 2027 we'll be debt-free and in heaven. It's not about the median. It's not about the bathrooms. But you had to get like a full three verses in there, so I guess.
That's great, man.
Yeah.
Ball's in your court, Southlake.
Yeah.
You don't have any of that.
You got your own problems. You don't want to.
That's true.
All right, that's going to do it for the 1:30 news today. Coming up next,
we should write a song for each city.
I'd love to do that.
All right, sorry.
I'd love to do that.
I interrupted you. Go ahead. What were we teasing?
I believe Business Tuesday, yeah?
Sure.
Let's do it.